Insomnia by Stephen King, read by Eli Wallach. Prologue. Winding a death watch. Old age is an island surrounded by death. Juan Montalvo on beauty. No one, least of all Dr. Litchfield, came right out and told Ralph Roberts that his wife was going to die. But there came a time when Ralph understood without needing to be told. The months between March and June were a jangling, screaming time inside his head. A time of conferences with doctors, of evening runs to the hospital with Carolyn, of trips to other hospitals in other states for special tests. Ralph spent much of his travel time on these trips thanking God for Carolyn's Blue Cross major medical coverage, of personal research in the Derry Public Library, at first looking for answers the specialists might have overlooked, later on just looking for hope and grasping at straws. Those 4 months were like being dragged drunk through some malign carnival, where the people on the rides were really screaming, the people lost in the mirror maze were really lost, and the denizens of Freak Alley looked at you with false smiles on their lips and terror in their eyes. Ralph began to see these things by the middle of May, and as June set in, he began to understand that the pitchmen along the medical midway had only quack remedies to sell, and the cheery, quick...